Newton.com.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We thought it'd be fun to let that trail off a little bit because, of course, we just had Halloween come and go, poof, and now we're into the eating season. That's what I call it because we've hit Halloween, then you've got Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, Christmas, New Year's Eve, all that stuff wrapped into one. Traditionally, when people really pack on the pounds, do you have any of that leftover Halloween candy? Nathan, you and I talked about this before, Halloween candy that you liked. We both like malt balls, and those kind of things are dangerous because you just keep eating them. You can't stop inhaling them. And then we mentioned some other types of chocolate and whatnot that we liked. Do you remember, Nathan, as a kid, your family talking about being poisoned, you know, worried about poisoned candy?
Barely, you know, I do remember, you know, my parents were, they did
They did kind of watch us getting our candy when we got home, you know, when we were still trick-or-treating later. But I don't really remember myself hearing stories about it until I was, you know, like 12 or 13. And I heard
it. And then everybody talked about it, right, in the neighborhood. Because it spread like wildfire. There'd be a rumor about somebody with a razor blade and an apple or something else.
It really did. You know, there were a couple people in the neighborhood that I'm pretty sure some of the neighbors were freaked out about. So they were telling us kids to watch out.
Yeah. And we had that, too. I can remember people talking about fruit. You can't eat the fruit and some other things because we would hear reports about somebody had ingested something and had gotten sick from it or whatever. It didn't dissuade us from hitting every single neighborhood house that we could go to
sugar
to get candy.
Sugar is awesome.
Yeah, sugar. A sugar high is like no other, folks, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to send this segment to Ben Fuchs and watch his eyes pop out of the back of his head.
Oh, God.
Because, I mean, honestly, he says, listen, everybody falls off the wagon. But there is no doubt that sugar is such a killer in this country. And the fact that you have Halloween and you're running around getting all the candy to hand out the candy, you go to the store and it's just an avalanche of Reese's peanut butter cups. And M&Ms and Paydays and Hershey bars. And, I mean, it's crazy how much we spend on candy. They say every year it seems to go up. For as much as we talk about warnings with poisoned apples and poisoned candy, how much do you spend on Halloween candy, it's like I said, continues to go up every single year. I think the first time I checked it, maybe 7 years ago or so, they would say annually what somebody would spend on Halloween would be, you know, $50. Now in the United States, I just saw this, up to $125. Are you kidding me? That's insane. If you are spending $125, you need to make your own costumes and get less candy, because that means it's overkill. I mean, I would think, because you've got to be getting how much of that is on candy and how much of it is, I guess, on a costume and, I don't know, decorations. And it's something about Halloween and the way it makes people feel, I guess. The fact that you can be somebody else is like the actor's thing. You can dress up and play a character and, you know, play that part out. Wherever you're going, you notice it, people in banks and people at the stores when you're checking out, dressing up, and a lot of places do it up, you know, big time. And then there's people that don't believe in Halloween, and Jehovah's Witnesses just mortified by the whole idea of Halloween. And I don't think as kids they were allowed to do that at all, and as adults that's not something either. All right, speaking of something you're not allowed to do, it'd be great if you could do it, but it turns out that the first day sign-ups for Obamacare, the blunder of the week, blunder of the month, only 6 Obamacare first day sign-ups. That pretty much tells you everything you need to know about the website, eh? We're going to the movies next. Stick with us. Pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Of America Tonight. We thought it'd be fun to play some spooky music, talk a little bit about what Halloween is, and have some of the lighter, spooky fare, I guess, on this show.
I love when actresses sing their own songs.
I know. Who? What actress was that?
That was Mia.
Mia?
Mia Farrow.
Oh, I didn't recognize her voice. Was that from Rosemary's Baby?
No other.
Yeah, there's no other scary movie there. All right, we're going to roll into quickly some of our coverage of movies, including Jack Alexander. I believe, Nathan, we have a DVD spot.
Hi, everyone. Jack Alexander here with this week's DVD and Blu-ray releases. James Sullivan and Mike Wazowski weren't always the best of friends. A visit back to their past tells the story of their beginning days at Monster University. During Sully and Mike's time at Monster U, they would often dream of the day when they will be able to make kids scream. They go overboard with their competitiveness, and it leads to them being removed from the SCARE program. Sully and Mike reach out to their quirky friends for help in straightening out this messy situation. Monster University stars the voices of John Goodman and Billy Crystal. It's been 20 years since the corporations took over the world's governments. Their thirst for power and profits led to the corporate wars, a fierce global battle that laid waste to society as we know it. Born from the ash, the Council of Nine rose as a new law and order in this dark age. To avenge the corporation's reckless destruction, the Council issues death warrants for all white-collar criminals. Their hunters are known as bounty killers. From amateur savage to graceful assassin, the bounty killers now compete for the body count, fame, and a fat stack of cash. They're ending the plague of corporate greed and providing the survivors of the apocalypse with retribution. These are the new heroes, and this is the age of the bounty killer. A recently slain cop joins the undead police officers working for the Reston Police Department and tries to find the man who murdered him. Based on the comic by Peter M. Lenkov, RIPD stars Jeff Bridges and Ryan Reynolds.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
This week's cult movie, Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, is schlock in perfection. Some call this the worst movie of all times, but if you've got films like The Toxic Avenger, Plan 9 from Outer Space, or Dracula vs. Frankenstein in your collection, this is exactly the right film for you this Halloween. The humor in Attack of the Killer Tomatoes appears like a cheap version of a Zucker Abrahams film, a la Airplane or The Naked Gun, but always pretty entertaining and amusing. If you're in search of the right stuff for your next party, check this out. But don't do the mistake and take it too seriously. You could always make a double feature of this with Return of the Killer Tomatoes and see a very young George Clooney in his very first feature film. I'll be back next week with more new releases on DVD and Blu-ray and a forgotten cult classic right here on America Tonight with Kate Delaney.
Killer Tomatoes. It is a cheesy flick, Jack. Very funny. I love it. Awesome job, as always. All right, in our movie releases this week, highly, highly anticipated, the old guys doing the Vegas thing, Last Vegas.
Hello?
Hey, this is Billy.
Billy!
How you doing? What's going on? I got something important here, all right? I'm getting married.
What? Wow. To that young lady who's half your age?
Hey, wait a minute. She's almost 32.
I have a hemorrhoid that's almost 32.
So we're going to have a bachelor party in Vegas.
I can't smoke, drink, eat salt, or stay out past 9, but...
All right, I love it.
Bob, it's sweltering in here. Maybe I should just stay home.
No, you don't have to do that.
Your only job is to relax.
Tying them up in Vegas.
If you think I'm going to Vegas on that selfish peasant, you're dumber than that hat.
Welcome to Las Vegas.
Relax, it's not like you invented it.
How many times I got to say I'm sorry?
You can't say it enough.
Sorry, boys,
knock it off. I'm going to go find some damn water and take all my damn pills. Then we're going to get this damn party started.
It's this man's bachelor party!
You know who's supposed to be staying here this weekend?
Diddy.
P-50?
No.
50.
50
Cent. 50. Curtis Jackson, the rapper.
Oh, yeah, yeah, from the Jackson 5.
There are girls in every bar. I want all of you to get in trouble.
Which one of you is Sam Harris?
You guys, the best thing ever happened to me.
Tonight, we're going to party like it's 1959.
Bring out the bottles!
Getting married. She's your age.
You must be rich.
Yeah, but you should be talking to me. Come on.
Hey, buddy, maybe you had too much to drink, huh?
If I want your opinion, I'll just beat it out of you.
Cheers.
No one calls us names except for us.
I owe you this one.
Whoa! Wow!
We got a couple of unresolved issues.
Oh, I haven't been this hungover in 30 years. Everything's spinning.
Oh, no.
All right. right, you got to love that. You recognize a lot of the names, Morgan Freeman, Kevin Kline, Michael Douglas, a very big, big cast. And finally, we kick it back with this one, Free Birds. Take the kids to it. Check it out.
I'm not going to dress it up. Turkeys are dumb. Really dumb.
You don't get it. They're fattening us up to eat us.
Hey, corn!
See you later, Reggie.
From the Academy Award-winning producer of Shrek.
We came to this farm for my favorite presidential tradition. Gardening the Thanksgiving turkey.
And a director of Horton Hears a Who.
Don't worry, you're safe. I'm tired now. This is your new home.
Pizza! Yeah!
Does it get any better than this?
Hello, soldier.
Whatever you do, do not make a sound.
Shh. You've been recruited for a top secret mission.
What are you talking about?
We're going back in time to the first Thanksgiving to get turkeys off the menu.
Who are you talking to?
This guy right here. He totally gets it. Look, see how he's nodding? A map.
They aren't going to just write time machine on the...
Of course they are.
Patrol, we have a contaminant.
Copy that. What type, agent?
Turkey, sir. How do we address it?
With cranberry sauce.
But seriously.
Let's go.
Wait.
Take us to the first Thanksgiving. Our mission is not to save 10 turkeys.
Welcome to our home.
But all of them.
Oh, she wants you to throw up some worms into her mouth.
What?
I will get those birds.
Every last one of them! Enemy approaching. You must follow me blindly.
For the flock!
What's your plan for getting in?
I'm going to use my incredibly toned pecs and buttocks to throw you over the wall. Go.
Funny, right?
Free Birds.
I'm sick of you throwing me around. You see this line? Do not come into my personal space. Did you not see the line? Because I was pretty clear.
All right, enjoy the weekend. If you catch one of those flicks, send us your cheap movie review to americatonight.net. Stay with us.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy biofilms. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
People have seen the movie Psycho. Raise your hand. Yes, I have this special infrared contacts in my eyes as I can see across the nation and over the ponds in all directions. A lot of hands went up. Woo! I don't know. Going back into the vault and looking at some of the classic scary movies like Hitchcock's Psycho, you have to go back to 1960. I think Hitchcock did some pretty cool flicks, and, you know, I get the Psycho thing, but I didn't think Psycho was scary. I'll tell you a Hitchcock movie that I thought was scary. You want to be frightened, watch the movie The Birds, and there is just something freaky about The Birds. Tippi Hedren.
Birds, period, are just freaky.
They're freaky. So that's why. I think that's what it is. So the movie, the birds are killing people, and Tippi Hedren is this gorgeous blonde who's Melanie Griffith's mother, and she is young and plays this woman in the movie that is scared to death of the birds, where you can't, literally, you can't go out. They're trying to peck through the house, all these crazy things. People are dying. And I think it's what Nathan just said, peeps. I think he hit on something. One time when I was in Nebraska, Kearney, Nebraska was one of the first jobs I had out of school. The people are awesome in Kearney, Nebraska. Small town, salt of the earth, a lot of farmers, cool people, whatever. And so, boom, 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 I'm jogging. I was like in great shape then, you know, you're out of school. And I'm jogging, jog walking, whatever. And I'm not kidding you. Twice on that route, that 5 mile route, two different birds try to dive bomb me. Like, try to dive after me, and I thought, wow, this is freaky. This is like a scene from Hitchcock's The Birds. So to me, that is the scarier, I think the scarier movie of Hitchcock's. I mean, there's probably others that people would find much more frightening, but for me, personally, that's the one. All right, the question that you are all dying to know, besides what can I do about my coverage, my health care coverage, and I get it because it's scary. It's scary because it's incomplete information. And that's what I said. It's the two things, financial and medical, because people don't understand. I don't understand. You get a booklet that is so thick. It's as thick as your newspaper, right? And when are you reading through that to understand what's covered, what's not covered? It's ridiculous. All right, so the other question that I've gotten now three emails on, one from Bubba, one from Drake, and one from Bob listening to us in New York is, yo, what was... Only one person said, yo. What was the music that you just played? Play that music again that I said everyone would recognize it. Do you ever hear that music following you? Be very, very frightened, my friends. Yeah, Halloween, that's what that's from. It started in 1978, Jamie Lee Curtis, young actress at the time. That was her film debut, and it was the first installment in what became a very big franchise, and it was Halloween night, supposed to be Halloween night in 1963. 6-year-old Michael Myers murdered his older sister by stabbing her with a kitchen knife. So then 15 years later, he escapes from a psychiatric hospital, returns home, and stalks teenagers. And, you know, he stalks his sister's teen, his sister and her teenage friends. And it's a scary movie, actually. What's interesting is how much Hollywood has changed. That movie was produced for, the budget for that movie, $325,000, which is a song, right? $325,000 grossed $47 million at the box office, $70 million worldwide. And it's now up to like $240 million. It's become one of the most profitable ever independent films, and it's considered a slasher film, but I thought it was clever. There was other themes in it, and it was scary. It was scary. To me, it was a scary movie. I saw it when I was probably way too young to see it, and maybe that's why it was also scary for me, but the music is great. Oh, gotta love that music. Like I said, you hear that music over your head, look out. And Jack chips in here, and he says that you need to be in Australia in spring to midsummer with the magpies swooping. Oh, yeah. No, the magpies. I don't like that idea. It's like, you know, when you go to, if you ever go to Costa Rica, and there's a place where you can go for a song, too. If you ever get a chance to go to Costa Rica, go. In Costa Rica, you know that, it's like I think of Fruit Loops, the Toucan Sam, you know, the macaws. They just fly, boom, right in front of your face. I mean, almost smashing into you because you run into a whole flock of them or something. And they're just flying around like the pretty parrots. And they're still not dive bombing you, though. When I say dive bombing, I mean dive bombing. I mean scary dive bombing. Like they're aiming for you. It's not an accident. Whoop, you got in the way of the bird. No, they're shooting for you. So why are the birds dive bombing you? Because they're hungry? Because they are upset with people and they want to take a chunk out of you? I don't know. But I never believed that happened until it happened to me. All right, speaking of being dive bombed on, there are a lot of people that feel that that's what's happening with us when it comes to the insurance thing. I mean, you just can't get off of it. I say that America Tonight is like the buzz in the backyard, And so what's the buzz in the backyard over Halloween? Sure, sure, we're having fun with that. Football, obviously, coming up this weekend for people who are sports fans. And all the nonsense and everything in between over wanting to get health care coverage, what's affordable, how do you pay the, you know, the outrageous bills that you get when you have to have something done, and that's the scary part. And it should be. People should be able to have it affordable, and it's just mislabeled for sure, because it's not for many people. Well, I said you'd be surprised to learn, perhaps, that Medicare paid millions of a special sort of patient money. You know what they paid millions for? Dead patients, illegal immigrants. $23 million for people who were dead in 2011. $29 million for drug benefits for illegal immigrants from 2009 to 2011. And this is a report that was just released from Health and Human Services Inspector General. They said that Medicare has safeguards to try to stop payments to dead patients, but they still ended up shelling out $23 million anyway. $23 million. And what they're trying to say is, you know, it's broken and they're trying to fix the problem, and, you know, there's things that can be done, but it takes a while to fix it. And they say sometimes payrolls are wrong, or, you know, problems are missing or incorrect or missing dates of death and whatnot. And dead doctors also were paid $20 million over a three-year period, $20 million. I mean, it's pretty worrisome, I think, because the reason it's pretty worrisome is because they had been warned about this problem. I think like 60 Minutes, Dateline, Name the Investigative Team, have done things on the fraud with payments. So this isn't shocking like we've never heard it before. So the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services are trying to fix, you know, this is the same agency that's trying to fix the broken Obamacare website. They say they know the problems and they're trying to fix them, but they knew about the problems years ago, 5-6 years ago. It takes us that long to solve problems. It takes us 3.5 years to put together a website that now is going to cost more money that doesn't work. It takes us over 5 years to fix the fraud that's so rampant when it comes to Medicare. I mean, how is that? I don't get it. I think they have to come up with better answers than, yeah, we're working on it. We're trying. They got to try a little harder when you're talking 5-6 years of massive fraud in your face. I mean, come on. Washington Times had a story on that. I thought, it's just another shoe dropping. Another shoe dropping that we can't afford, by the way. Because eventually it comes to that point, we're at that fork in the road. Which way are we taking? Are we going to the right or are we going to the left? Which way is it? Are we going to hire more people to fix a website that we can't seem to get correct in this country? Oh, man, oh, man. You will be pleased to know that the army of computer geniuses, engineers, and programmers that are going to help the administration fix the healthcare website are coming from Google, Red Hat, and Oracle. They're on their way from California, flying in on a big private plane to fix the problems, getting the most innovative people they could possibly find, because they desperately need to find out what the software errors are, the underlying problems. Kathleen Sebelius, oh my, if only you had done this a couple of years ago, maybe the rollout would have been smoother.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Never sleep again. Ah, that's scary stuff, isn't it? Man, there's a whole bunch of things that Nathan has rolled out for us that are just excellent. Remind you of maybe some of the creepier movies that you saw. I thought of another one that I saw in honor of Halloween that I would tell you about that you might have missed. Remember Damien? The Omen. The first Omen was scary. Yeah, The Omen was good. It was scary. I think right now, if you turn off all the lights in your house and you watch The Omen, it'd be a little freaky for you. I believe that. I think you'd find it a little scary. Now, they made some others after it, and I don't know how scary those are, because my philosophy now is you can't, two might be scary. You can't go beyond that. If you start to get too many, they're similar. They're similar, but all the good stuff's already been taken. All the scariness has been taken out of it, and it just gets junked up. It gets junked up. And I obviously like suspense mixed with the horror, which makes more sense to me. Like, Chainsaw Massacre, of course, is ridiculous, and Saw. The Saws were really popular, but killing people shockingly to do it, show it on film. I don't know. That's not scary to me. I think it's more the suspense stuff. So the slasher flicks, other than Halloween, are not weren't scary to me. Probably the scariest thing is what somebody should have done. I don't know if anybody did this. What would have been a great Halloween costume would have been going as healthcare.gov. Now, I don't know. You might have some trouble putting it all together, but isn't that what it's all about? Trouble putting the costume together, trouble with the website. That would have been clever. That could have won a costume, probably award or two. The I was somewhere where they had a costume contest, and this, there was people that had giant solo cups, and the giant solo cups won. They must have taken trash can, giant trash cans or something, and painted them. But they looked exactly like the, you know, the solo cups, the red solo plastic cups that you get. So I don't know. The healthcare.gov would have, could have been clever. Could have been clever to do something with that. It, but it's not funny when we get down to the reality of, well, wait a second, I don't understand about the fines. I don't know, what does it mean? How do I sign up for it? What about the state that I'm in? How do I know that I don't understand where, why I have to sign up or where I sign up or what does it mean? Well, it means that you have to look up the premium, you have to look at the deductibles and then make the decision as to what direction to go in. The Obamacare website is supposed to be completely rolling and fixed and easy to search around and all that nonsense. November 30th. So let's see what happens when November 30th comes and goes. Because every day it's just a plethora of blunders again and again and again and again and again, whether it's the implementation agency paying dead people, illegals, millions and millions of dollars that are just thrown out the window, or it's people getting cancellation notices but really believing that nothing was going to happen. Nothing was going to happen to their health care, and they were going to have the same health care, and it was going to be affordable. Ah! It was not affordable for some of these people. It is not affordable. Rand Paul is on the war path, a senator from Kentucky, saying that the National Security Agency might have records on President Obama's phone calls. He sat down with Bloomberg, and he says, I wonder if they're tapping the president's phone. He has a cell phone, so you got to think about that. Paul says he was making the comment, maybe off the cuff, but that the court orders authorizing the NSA surveillance as so expansive and without any kind of limit and non-specific that they apply to all cell phones. So Paul says conceivably the NSA could be spying on the president's phone. I would think it would be encrypted, right? I would think it would be encrypted. That makes sense to me. But who knows? If everybody's fair game, then he would be fair game, I suppose. So, having said that, then he'd be right in the thick of it. So you got broken promises, insurance, anger at an all-time high. I mean, high. Because of the frustrations. And it could be over not being able to enroll. It can be over insurance coverage that's going away. And the arguments as to, well, wait a second. That's not what I was told. That's not what was supposed to happen. And now you're telling me that I'm not going to get the same coverage. I don't understand. So that's people want those questions answered. That's why they go to healthcare.gov, because they want to know about the plans, but they also want to talk to somebody and they want to ask their own questions. they want to ask their own questions, and I have somebody be a mouthpiece for them. Don't want to see that happen. How do you lose $100 million? How do you say to someone, I lost $100 million? Well, I'll tell you how you say that. And this has been an interesting war of words. I said that coming up this weekend, of course, we have the NFL. And I know a lot of you will be watching because nail the score. The Packers and Chicago are taking each other on. And people like Izzy in Missouri said the Packers were going to win it 26-17. Or Dan in Texas likes the Packers 31-28. Or perhaps Rick in Illinois, who likes the Packers 28-7. But there are a lot of sidebar stories that are interesting in the NFL. And quickly, I want to tell you about this one. Albert Haynesworth. Shanahan, Mike Shanahan, the coach of Washington, got a nasty note from Haynesworth saying that, or Shanahan, rather, had a pretty nasty critique for Haynesworth, who supposedly shot back through the mail by saying the former defensive lineman was a person who had a lack of passion, a lack of character, and was lazy. And he was responding to comments made by Haynesworth, who told Tennessee Sports Radio that Shanahan is conniving, self-centered, and will run quarterback RG3 into the ground. So, Haynesworth signed a $100 million free agent contract with the Redskins in 2009, but he and Shanahan clashed massively after he arrived in Washington a year later. So Haynesworth became an NFL punchline when he needed 10 days to pass a conditioning test at the start of training camp and lost his starting job, which all of that was pretty strange. Except for that, if you think about it, you think about Haynesworth and some of the nutty things that he's done over his career. But wow, that much money on the line, $100 million. Oof. That's beyond crazy money. Oh, beyond crazy money. And all because of the war of words back and forth. Is he lazy? Has he just lost his touch? Has he lost his mind? What puts him in his own category? And saying that RG3 will be run into the ground by Mike Shanahan. You think that's really true? I'm going to give Shanahan the benefit of the doubt. Along with all of you, if you have complaints about your healthcare coverage or confused by healthcare.gov, get in line. It's long. Send it to us, americatonight.net.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.